Coming up in our report today, say it isn't so, more bailout money for Bank of America. From the Martin Agri Country Network, the producer's preference in the Rocky Mountain region, I'm Colleen Martin. We'll have that story for you, your markets, and the thought for the day. Straight ahead. It's Colorado's Automobile Super Center. Hi, I'm Colleen Martin, and she's back. Gigi Fulford of Burt Ford in a new location, Parker, Colorado, and she's bringing the entire Burt team with her. Burt Ford, Burt Chevy GM, Burt Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, all in one central location, three dealerships to choose from, five makes and models, fleet deals on every deal that walks through the door. It's the Burt Automotive Superplex, Parker, Colorado. Give Gigi a call today for the best deal in Colorado. 720-427-9008. It is Burt's Commercial Fleet Super Center, East Lincoln Avenue, Parker. Good day, Colorado, and thanks for joining us. Well, believe it or not, the federal government is considering a fresh multi-billion dollar bailout package for Bank of America. Now, a person with knowledge of these discussions said today that the new aid packages could be modeled along the lines of the financial lifeline that was thrown to Citigroup Incorporated in November. Now, Bank of America could get another capital infusion from the government and possibly secure government guarantees against the losses on problem loans. Now, a fresh capital injection could come from the Treasury Department's $700 billion bailout pot, while any money that might be put up for the loan guarantees could come from a mix of government sources. Now, if you're wondering how much Bank of America has already received, $25 billion from the Treasury's bailout fund. In the futures markets for Thursday, February live cattle were up $1.84.35. January feeders were down 70 cents at $95 even. February lean hogs were down a dime at $59.82. In the grain complex, March corn was a penny lower. March Chicago and March KC wheat both down a nickel. And March soybeans were up 23 cents at $9.94. In the Denver cash grain span bid for Thursday, HRW was 3 to 5 cents lower at $5.55 to $5.70. Corn was a penny lower at $3.21 to $3.65, and barley was steady at $6. That takes us to the thought for the day for the very best in high-speed internet. It is Wild Blue through Prairie Networks. For free installation, give them a call. Toll-free, 877-565-2045. To bring you the thought for the day, and it goes like this. After all is said and done, more is said than done. From all of us at the Martin Agri-Country Network, thanks for joining us, and have a great Agri-Country Day.